Hi all. Today with us is Vikram. Vikram is having 20 years of experience in the software industry, building solutions to various industries, including food processing, agriculture, telecom, logistics, airline, healthcare, and education. His expertise lies in converting ideas to solutions. As an enterprise architect, he has been part of multiple transformation journeys of large-scale enterprises. He has worked in the past for clients from US, Middle East, South Africa, Australia, so on. His areas of interest includes IT strategy, digital transformation, enterprise architecture, solution, technical architecture, project management, among others. Welcome, Vikram, to our micro podcast. Welcome to our show once again.
Thank you, Vijay. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
Welcome to one more episode of Digital Transformation Industry 4.0 Emerging Technologies and Industry 4.0. Well, today we are welcoming Vikram. Vikram, can you also please introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah. Firstly, Vijay, I would like to say it's a great initiative that you have taken, and I'm very pleased and very happy to join your podcast. And thank you for inviting me as well. And as you rightly said, and you've already said a lot about me, I've been in this industry for quite some time, and I've been working with multiple industries, be it from the agri-tech, from the telecom, logistics, airline, or whatnot. So and then I've been working basically as an enterprise architect for quite some time. So. And I was very fortunate in being part of multiple transformation journeys of various large-scale industries or enterprises. So again, as you said, that my specialization lies in IT strategy, digital transformation, and enterprise architecture and management consulting. These are my core skills and core areas which I've been working. And that's it.
Good to know, Vikram, and welcome to our show once again. So coming to my first question, Vikram, I see you have very extensive experience on the enterprise architecture and the various digital transformation projects. Can you share some of the business benefits and challenges you have experienced in your projects, especially on the digital transformation and Industry 4.0?
Right. The business benefits are actually multifold. And when we talk about industries, right? There are three areas or levels of areas where we focus. One is on the management level, on the functional level, and on the operational level. So in each of these levels, again, one of the standard measurement techniques that we always use have always been about reducing cost, about improving the quality of either the product or the organization, or optimizing time. So these are the three variants. But along with this, we also need to focus now on customer retention, on organization efficiency, on employment engagement to build a more efficient and productive environment. And also, what are the new technological aids that can help me with the organization? So, but to really understand that the benefits, before we jump directly into the benefits, we generally see what are the current trends that are there. So in the trends, what we see, we divide into the customer trend, a little bit on business trends, the employment trend, or the technology trends. So these are the four areas, basically. So if you look at the customer trend, in the past few years, what we have noticed is that there has been a huge shift from an offline mode to an online and a digital mode for customers. They also they're now into reduced contact or, you know, no contact mode. And customers are looking at cleanliness and safety. They're also looking at, you know, robotics and AI to perform some of traditional tasks. Customers today want everything like a catch me in seconds. They are not willing to wait for long to get a solution done. So that is one of the important thing. People are also looking at mental health and well-being. They're looking at multifunctional homes, which, like with COVID, we have seen, you know, a home is not just a home anymore. Like it's an office, it's a home, it's a school, it's everything. So it's a, you need a multifunctional home. And also we're talking about reusability and change in food habits as well. So this is a little bit on the customer side. Now, then we move on to what is happening in the business. On the business side, we are seeing increased emphasis on communications because everybody is having a remote working, and then we are working from anywhere becomes a norm. Earlier, traditionally, we have been seeing that people wanted employees or everybody sit in a single location and then work. But today, your physical location is of no importance. So you can sit anywhere in the world and any time zone, you can still keep working. And that is kind of becoming a norm. So we are also moving towards a home-centric and a digital-first world. And we are also looking at once you get into this remote, right, a little bit of dynamics change where the employee experience and the well-being of employees also takes a center stage. We talk about data analytics, authentication, security now plays a very big role. So the security part, these kind of things. And then on the business side, the sales channel strategy, right? Today, what are the different channels that are available to sell rather than the traditional way of, you know, people going to shops or a salesperson going physically and meeting the customer. The whole sales strategy has changed. Similarly, on the employment, we see a little bit on the remote working. We look at contingent workers rather than full-time staff. That increasing. We are looking at critical skills and roles of people and what skills they can provide to the organization, and the increase in the organizational complexity. These kind of things are happening at the employment front. And technology, I think people have been hearing a lot about virtual meetings, online education, 5G, IoT solution, automation, hybrid cloud, no touch. So there's so many things happening on technology. So once we understand the customer trends and the trends that are happening, right? We as entrepreneurs, we as a business guy, we know how to, you know, what are the benefits that can be brought on, and what changes can be brought on can be figured out. Okay, so again, there's a question about the challenges, right? So when we talk about challenges, so one of what we have been observing, and it's a fact of life, you know, where this very big digital transformation happening. Now, with the digital transformation comes an issue about, you know, cultural issues. One of the most biggest or significant obstacle that we have when you're achieving digital goals, be it cultural or behavioral challenges, or like, you know, even the structural and process changes. But still, this is the change in culture is one of the biggest aspect, more than the technology itself. Yeah, and then the other part of digital transformation that we generally face is about the organization having a vision and a strategy to moving towards a digital transformation age. In the hurry or in the speed of just going with the flock, right? Without a proper strategy, if you implement digital transformation without a proper vision, that is where most of the journeys fail. So it is very critical that there is a proper vision and a proper strategy, a roadmap laid down, how we will move from our current state to a future state. That is one of those. Another aspect is the pace at which you have the latest technologies, right? And the pace at which you have to keep learning, and the pace at which you have to keep abreast with the technological changes or enhancements or the organizational changes, that is also one of the very large challenge which we foresee as part of digital transformation.
Very true, Vikram. Yeah, there will be many more challenges, but because of the time constraint, right? Thanks for sharing a few challenges and also the benefits. So now coming to the next point, right? You know that pandemic has brought a lot of new business norms, like the old models might not work, or like, and then some might be redundant also. So we are looking and going forward into the new business models. So can you also share how industries or enterprises adopting to the new business models, maybe in the current pandemic or a post-pandemic era?
Right. One of the, you know, the biggest technological roles actually that what is happening is the democratization of technology and infrastructure. That is one of the key aspect. When we talk about democratization of technology, right? Like say for because of the cloud technology that has come, the innovators and the number of innovations that are happening now, I have multifolded, and the there's an exponential growth in the number of solutions that are coming up just because it is much more easier to build an infrastructure and deploy your code. Do your strategy, to complete your prototyping and all that. So on this building software, that is one of the very something that has really radicalized the way we did things. Now, even on the electronics part or the IoT, right? Simple solutions like Arduino, Little Bits, and things like that, that have radicalized and they have simplified the electronics industry. Now, when we come to manufacturing, things like 3D printing, they have democratized the aspect of production. So today we can have a custom product made within no time, just by pushing the design and you have the product out. And that these kind of things have really enhanced. You know, other than this, the reduction in the initial capex, right? Initially, the old strategy was like you set up the office, you set up a manufacturing unit, you set up all the machinery and all that, which is a bulk of the capital expenditure that we do. So because of the reduction in the capex, again, as I said, you know, huge exponential growth that we are seeing. And the part about, you know, like where people, especially like what are the opportunities people look at. There's so much opportunity coming because there are a lot of people trying new products. We have new entrepreneur startups that are coming up with innovative products. So that itself creates a lot of jobs, that itself creates a lot of new products and things like that. When we talk about IoT, right, the creating autonomous supply chains with the ability to regulate themselves, like basically the monitoring part, controlling part, and the other aspects of electronics, that itself, creating the whole autonomous industry also, that itself has radicalized the IoT part. Again, that as you are also an expert in this space, and the RPA or the robotic process automation, all the traditional day-to-day functions, repetitive tasks, you can automate those. And the AI part, the data analytics part, or the way you do marketing and promotions has also changed, right? So that itself caused a lot of importance for us, because now there is like, how do you do SEO implementation? How do you do white hat linking? How do you sell your product online and make it visible? And the scale also has changed, right? Now you do not say, I set up my sales and promotion in a particular district or a city or state. So once I promote, I am promoting it for the world. So the boundaries have been actually broken with the online promotional aspect and marketing. So now your customer base is the whole world. It's not, you're not stuck into a single location, right? Physical location. And social media, as you know, that social media has played a huge role in promoting products and getting online and, you know, being more visible. These kind of things, I feel, you know, the emerging technologies have played a very good role in Industry 4.0.
Very true, Vikram. Very true. So let's shift gears, right? I know you have shared the business benefits, challenges, and a few business models. So to come to reality, right, we should go into either a POC model or take a use case or take a case study to understand better for the implementation part. Can you also throw or share to our audience and to our listeners any one specific use case, it can be two, how the journey could be?
So, but the use case is, right, one, say I've been associated, as I told, with AgriTech. Now, in AgriTech, I'll just take a use case, say, of mushroom industry, right? In the mushroom industry, the day-to-day monitoring or management of a crop is very, very critical. It's a very high value product, basically, mushroom. And if you make a mistake on a single day, the effort that you have made for last 3 months, 6 months, that goes for a toss. And like that, the cost of production of mushroom is also very, very high. So there we have seen a very good opportunity of IoT, using monitoring and control mechanism, where we are able to tell all the stakeholders. When I say stakeholders, not only the CEO or management, even the administrative staff, the production guys or the QA guys, everybody, right? So we are able to tell them in real time what is happening now, what has happened in the past 24 hours, or what has happened in the past 3 months. We are able to give graphs. We are able to tell, you know, what is the target versus what is the actual, what is the deviation that we have. And because of this deviation, what is the productivity changes that have occurred, why your production yield has increased or why it has reduced. So basically, if increased, nobody asks the question. But if it is reduced, everybody has a question, why it really changed. And we are able to have a trend analysis made that because if you make a particular mistake at a particular time, what will happen going down in the future? Like, so a mistake that you did, maybe the initial cycles, when the time harvesting, there's a very huge problem. That is one space, you know, and it's a very interesting space. So I've been fortunate to work with animal husbandry, and like, not in India, but elsewhere, where the government actually looks at, because of, you know, this bird flu, foot and mouth, and there's so many infections in animals. So the government takes care of tracking and monitoring the animals itself, and where the animals are, where they have been transported, have they been infected, is there a possibility for infection, and tracking those animals, and tracking also, have they been vaccinated, not vaccinated. These kind of things are another aspect of the animal. So the health of the animal, every animal in the whole country are monitored. So that is one area in agriculture possibly I had a chance. And then again, so like, I don't know about the time aspect, but say on the education aspect as well, right? So we know how it has changed radically after COVID. Now there's so much, and the solutions that people are trying to build now, because after COVID, they have realized that the current solutions which have been built, made by Zoom, Skype, whatnot, were built for a pre-COVID era. Now post-COVID era, they want more customization. They want to make it more a real-time, lifelike, and almost replicate an office environment. So where they talk about, even say in education, the whiteboarding solutions, right, out there are not up to the mark. There is an opportunity of whiteboarding solutions. There is an opportunity where people say, like, you know, somebody want to have a private rooms and have a private discussion. They want to, how the way you conduct evaluations and examinations, because you cannot just do a form and you cannot have radio buttons and multi-select. There are many, many more ways of conducting exams and evaluations. So people are seeing, how can I personalize that can I use some digital media to replace the book, pen and paper? So that is kind of the, there's a question about a 365 degrees feedback, how you can provide a feedback about say students about teacher or teacher about students and all that stuff. There's a little integration aspect to your systems, to CRMs and financials and all other things. It's a huge field. We wouldn't get into too many aspects.
Right.
The opportunities are unlimited. It's just for a person to just identify the problems and pick up a problem and try to solve it.
Yeah, Vikram, while you are talking, right, something came to my mind. I think that the one you are talking about, the more of the private rooms and stuff like that, where people are looking at a near real time of information. There is the very good tool, right, audio tool known as Clubhouse, which propped up very recently. I think this is one of the new age social media tool, which is of late very popular in the market, like to address these kind of post-COVID scenarios.
So there are two type of aspect, right? So some entrepreneurs come with unique solutions where it caters to a specific problem. Some entrepreneurs, what they do is they don't need to build all of these pieces, but they integrate all these pieces into a single solution. So there are two models that you can always apply.
True. Very true. Very true, Vikram. Yeah. Thanks for sharing the excellent use case and the insights. So coming to my last question, Vikram, I think that I ask to every guest and then our audience would like to listen their advices and suggestions and their experiences. This is regarding about the upskilling and reskilling and the career opportunity, especially for the fresher world and also the professional world. So you know, right, the technologies are changing very fast. In our conversation, at least we are talking more than a dozen technologies. And then we have to keep on upskilling. That's what you also mentioned, that right? The future is all about your continuous learning. So can you also share some thoughts, advices on this perspective, Vikram, to our audience?
Absolutely. See, it's a personal opinion and everybody may have their own opinions, right? I feel we are so much focused on running behind technology, right? And the problem with that is it's an ocean by itself. There is no specific one technology which can solve all the problems. What I always suggest as an enterprise architect, I always suggest you have to focus on business outcomes. So to focus on business outcomes, right? First, you have to understand the key business and the problems. And for the problem, what is a solution that can best fit? So if you go in that approach, every solution that you build, and this is more not for just for students, but it's more for professionals and entrepreneurs. If we focus more on the business problem, what the customers are facing, and then we try to solve it, definitely, you know, that is a space that is where entrepreneurs should look at. When we talk to students again, so I am specialized more on the technology side. So I'm just going to talk basically only on the technology part, but on the technology, so cloud computing, as everybody knows, yes, on the cloud computing, you should, like, it's not an optional thing anymore. You have to be well-versed now with any part of what is cloud computing. And earlier, like, only if you know AWS, that is sufficient. Now, you know, AWS is just one of the solutions, which even though it has like a market share of more than 50-60%, 50-55%, still you have Azure, you have Google Cloud, now you have DigitalOcean, you have AliCloud, you have Oracle's Cloud or a IBM or a Rackspace. You need to be basically you should have a wholesome vision of how do you do cloud computing rather than specific on only AWS. Cloud computing and the concepts, if you know, it can be applied on any of these tools. When it comes to development, see, most popular today, which is outbeating, is like, say, most popular are Python and Node.js. But Python and Node.js solve a typical set of problems. But enterprise solutions even today are on Java, right? And .NET. and there's a PHP Laravel. So these are four or five highly used tech stacks, but they are not limited. Somebody says Ruby on Rails based on, because their use case requires a Ruby on Rails. So we should be open and we should be technology agnostic in that way. The concepts, if you are clear, everything can be learned very fast. We talk about integration. Now, so why we say up so many aspects is students also need to know. But in the integration aspect, you need to know how IoT is helping the integration. The REST API, you know, able to connect all your physical device to your logical devices. Your blockchain, how is it changing the way we do things. AI or serverless computing, the voice interfaces, or the DevOps, each one is an ocean by itself. You can pick what you like and possibly become an expert. Data side, people interested on the data side, from being data scientists, data analytics, big data, or data administration. These are kind of area which you know, all the data experts basically. And there are n number of tools, ClickSense and whatnot. Right? So those can be, you can, you know, become an expert in that area. If you are interested in security, there's a huge potential for cybersecurity penetration testing. The other day, I was just hearing to one of the security experts who was saying, today it is so hard to find a cybersecurity expert because people just have a very high level of just some flimsy understanding of cybersecurity, but the expertise, core expertise, very rare to find. One interesting aspect, I just take some time off yours, Vijay, was that like recently we've been discussing and like, so traditionally, right, we are building a whole product by itself. Now, the other aspect of what we are trying to do these is, can you leverage existing cloud software suites and SaaS products to build your own niche product, like say, you have Salesforce Marketplace or a HubSpot or a Jira, Zoho or AWS, Google Azure Marketplace are there. Can you leverage what they provide to build your own specific tool? So it helps you in your marketing and in the speed up the production time. At least all the 50% of your time on security implementation and all is taken care by these products. So that is one very beautiful area, which again, I feel there are very few people actually in that space. And also we'd say integration, there are tools like Zapier or Integromat and things like that. If you're using such tools, they simplify your day-to-day work so much, and businesses are looking at these and they're looking for experts as well, which is very difficult to find, right?
So very true. Very true, Vikram. Very fantastic times I had, right? After listening to you, right? It's an ocean of opportunities we are landing now.
Like I just briefly say, one more opportunity. It's not limited. Some people are in technology, right? Some people are not in technology. But even without technology, people with UI, UX, this huge opportunity, UI, UX, you said, that's a wonderful space, people, if you're interested in the QA space, you have manual automation, business analysis, architecture, enterprise architect, management consulting, project management, IT support. See, it's so huge, you just have to pick one area, basically. And that's all you need to do.
Many career roles are booming. Like the other day I'm talking, there's a lot and lot of boom for full stack guys, right? Everywhere that opportunities are available. Just you have to pick and choose.
Absolutely.
Yes, Vikram, thanks for joining us and sharing your valuable insights. I loved the discussion, and also definitely our audience and listeners will also love the same, right? Our conversation.
Thank you, Jay. Hope it helps folks. And I'm always there, you know, you can always.
Yes, Vikram, I keep getting the feedback from the audience saying that, right, because the kind of expertise we are bringing onto this podcast, right, that matters, right? Because like you, there are already, we have done 150 kind of interviews, and everyone has their own perspective, and the knowledge they are sharing is immense, because everyone is bringing their at least, right, 20 plus years of experience into the podcast.
Absolutely. I think it's a very wonderful initiative. I'm sure it helps me also. I'm not expert of everything, right? So you have so many experts, we can always.
Right. Yes. It's a collaborative community, right? Because tomorrow, no one is expert in everything, right? Because the technology, you know, Vikram, right? It's changing day in, day out. You cannot keep on learning things on a daily basis. Like you can do that, but you have to be on the continuous learning perspective.
Absolutely.
Yes, Vikram. Thanks once again for joining us and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vijay. Have a nice day.